Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kate and Hannah with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, our beloved city of Meanjin, Brisbane, has been ranked 27th out of 1,000 cities on the Global Cities Index from Oxford Economics. The index considers indicators relating to economics, governance, environment, quality of life, and human capital. Melbourne placed first in Australia and 9th overall. Brisbane was penalised for slower internet speeds, higher housing costs, and vulnerability to flooding and other natural disasters, but came out ahead on life expectancy. Brisbaneites can rely on quality healthcare infrastructure like the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital, the largest hospital in the Southern Hemisphere.
Residents are set to move into 25 new social homes in Gympie over the coming weeks. The project is part of the state government's $3.1 billion Homes for Queenslanders plan. With the Queensland population growing faster than new housing infrastructure can be built, the plan aims to tackle the housing crisis by delivering 53,500 new social homes by 2046.
In national news, native title has been granted to families of four clan groups located at Hakita Station, 270 kilometres northeast of Alice Springs. The families have been granted exclusive possession to the 1,700 square kilometres of land, which is the strongest determination of its kind under the Native Title Act. Hakita Station contains 40 sacred sites that include rock art, dreaming tracks and water soakages. The decision also follows the Native Title Holders, also allows the Native Title Holders the additional rights to profit from the land's ochre, wood and stone resources.
The first Australian case of H5N1, a highly pathogenic strain of bird flu, has been detected in a Victorian child. The child experienced a severe infection after returning from India in March, but has since made a full recovery. The Victorian government says that contact tracing suggests there is no evidence of further transmission. There is currently a global outbreak of bird flu, with the avian influenza affecting wild birds worldwide, and outbreaks occurring in poultry and cows in the US. Dr. Megan Dewar from Federation University Australia says bird flu is threatening ecosystems after her team observed mass mortality events amongst birds in Antarctica. However, the Victorian Department of Health says cases of avian influenza infection among humans are rare.
In international news, Brisbane Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has called a general election for the 4th of July. The Conservative Party has held power since 2010. However, the Tories have trailed the Labour opposition in opinion polls since 2022, who are favoured to win. The surprise election was called earlier than expected in the backdrop of improved inflation figures and progression on a controversial policy to deport incoming illegal immigrants to Rwanda, giving Sunak significant talking points.
For your weather today, Brisbane is set for a sunny but cool day. It's currently 18 degrees here with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is fairly moderate. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.